For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, AMA, something we do every Wednesday at this time. You ask, we answer.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
All right, so what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start out with Jack the Mike on Twitter. He says, if you could have society name one thing, a location, a building, a bridge, for example, after you to honor you, what would you like it to be and why?
Look, my first thought is our nation, but I don't actually want that.
Rein it in. But I don't, are you serious?
No, I don't actually want that to happen.
Deke America? You want that to be a real thing?
That would be a bad sign that things went off the rails with the United States of America. So I will say no to that.
I'm proud of that invention.
Deke America?
Deke America.
Yeah, Deke America.
I like that.
You've
that's
thought
there.
About that, haven't you?
It's where I live. That's what John
it's
calls
what we
my,
call his area.
Oh, really?
My area. Yeah. Because it doesn't really have a name. It's not quite Penn's Landing, and John has named it Deke America. Like, down, it's anyway.
It works really well.
Yeah, here's my answer, James. It's similar but more optimistic.
Good. Similar, great.
A tremendous monument in Washington D.C.
Oh my God!
Because we all know that will signify "Hail to the Chief" happens,
oh,
and that I was a great chief. So that's my answer. I want a monument.
Okay.
You got the Jefferson Memorial. You got the Lincoln Memorial. You got the Washington phallic thing. You got DeCamp.
What?
All right. It is. Look at it.
Yeah,
it
well,
is.
Obviously.
Well, no one calls it
an obelisk.
But let's be real. Let's be real. D-dubs?
Yeah. It's an obelisk.
They were honoring him.
It's just a classic.
All right, that's my answer. Hey. What's your answer, John?
All right. Well, I mean, if we have to go Hottie Hammer and someone's naming something after us, I'd like a body of water that has really, really good fishing in it. Like, just give me something. Doesn't have to be big. Like, even a pond. But it's got to have awesome fishing that everyone can go up and you can cast in. You can catch a 6-pound smallmouth bass in my little
here's
body
my
of water.
I'm just going to, this is just my recommendation to you, John. Next time, think bigger. Like, Pacific Ocean could be renamed.
Yeah, like monument to yourself.
You could have the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. I mean, the East River Drive got renamed the Kelly Drive. Or no, which one's Kelly Drive?
Yeah,
East River.
Kelly.
East or West River? By the way, why is the West River Drive always closed? Like,
it's always closed. I don't know.
Ever since the pandemic, I cannot go from Ballard-Kenwood to Philadelphia on the West River Drive. I don't understand. Anyway.
Could have named the Eagles Stadium after you, like going down to the Rich to watch the Eagles play.
Ooh,
I mean, come on.
Right? I like that, James.
That would be amazing.
One,
I love that idea now that you mention it.
Yeah. Let's do one or two more, James.
All right, Richie, this one's from you from Liquid Death on Twitter. How about that?
Love Liquid Death.
Yeah.
Wait, like the actual brand?
Yes, like the actual brand is chiming in.
Oh,
they're Eagles fans. The owner's an Eagles fan. So shout out to that guy. Question for Richie. What are your top three metal bands of all time?
Oh, wow. Well, it gets dicey when you try to quantify metal, I think. When you try to... Like, does Zeppelin count as a metal band?
No, absolutely not.
How about Dio?
Dio is absolutely metal, yeah.
How about Deep Purple?
Well, Rainbow in the Dark?
How about Sabbath?
Yeah, Deep Purple. Those are all metal. You're good.
Okay, if Sabbath is metal, then Sabbath has to be on the list. Is Quiet Riot metal? Quiet Riot was my favorite band in the world in 1983. But now they're kind of hair metal. I don't know if they count. I'd say Zeppelin, Metallica.
I don't think Zeppelin's metal. They're rock.
Metallica, Sabbath. Dio.
Ronnie James Dio getting a shout out on the show. I love it. All right, one more, Joe. This one's for you.
Go ahead.
This is from GoBirds86. He says, Sixer season starts in exactly 1 week. Do you have a bold prediction for us?
Oh, boy. So saying they're not going to win the championship, that's not bold, right?
That's the opposite of bold. Saying they win the championship, that would be bold.
Look, I don't know what's bold. I'll just say this. If you play fantasy basketball, make sure you get Andre Drummond on your team. I mean, I think he's going to play
a lot.
Like, so first of all,
carry your team in rebounding.
I love Andre Drummond.
I think he's going to make a really big difference this season.
I love
he
him.
He's so talented.
None of this Paul Reed nonsense.
He's got great hands.
Yes.
He's dependable.
Yes.
He's smart. I really, really think he's underrated, as underrated as it gets.
You know what he also is, John, which shocks me? I saw it the other day. He's only 31 years old. Feels like he's been around forever.
Sure does.
But, like, you should get him.
Well, because he's dependable.
He's good.
Andre.
Yeah. But the league never signs him for real money. I don't know why, but I'm glad he's their backup. I expect him to play a lot, which is unfortunate because, of course, we wish Joel was playing more. But with that, Andre Drummond, we shut it down.
Bold prediction, draft Andre Drummond fantasy.
Bold prediction, whatever our over-under is, go way under.
I mean, what? You want me to tell you Joel's going to play 82? You want me to tell you he's going to play 2?
Hey,
I think it's somewhere in between.
Bold prediction, over-under, like when I last looked at it, it was like 52.5 or something.
Well, probably going down.
Under. It's got to be way under that. Like, whatever it is. Go under.
You're talking Joel games, not
No, he's saying wins.
Wins,
wins. I think we're at 52.
They do have a better bench, though, and Maxey hopefully can continue to ascend. All right, let's talk to Patrick right now in Tabernacle. What's going on, Patrick?
Morning, everybody. Hey, listen, man, that Dombrowski press conference really got me fired up. I don't react as heavily as I guess some other people with these press conferences. But boy, it just sounded like, first of all, he's covering his own ass, you know, and
I didn't like the trade. I did not like the trade deadline answer.
I hated it.
Bad answer. Yep. Not enough accountability. Man. Not enough keeping it real.
Oh, well, Austin Hayes got hurt. Yeah. So, you know,
it wasn't that simple. Yeah. It wasn't.
And you know, he kept saying these short playoff series. Really, you know, if I heard that again, him blaming or citing, you know, the five, you know, short series.
See, Patrick, that answer doesn't bother me as much because I know it and I accept it. I'm not saying I love it, but, like, Patrick, think of the Dodgers. They may win the World Series this year. They lost in the first round they played in 3 straight years. Now, I know they got Ohtani, and I know that's a difference, and I'm not saying that's small. But, I mean, you can lose to the worst team in baseball in a best of 5. Let me put it this way. Phillies-Mets series, if I had to estimate it going in, I would have told you that the Mets had a 45% chance to win. I mean, it's like anyone that thinks this is like 80-20, it's not. It's baseball.
No.
And so my point, and I think this is largely Dombrowski's point, just because you lost the best of 5 doesn't mean you have to rip this thing up. I agree with that.
No, but what happened after the first 2 months, I mean,
I know.
You know, the rest of the season just trending downward.
Yep.
And I was a fool thinking that we could just hit a switch. And, you know, it doesn't happen like that, you know. And
I think, but Patrick, here's the thing I think a lot of people, and God, I'm not trying to wag my finger at the audience, okay? I'm just going to wag it at you, Patrick. Here's the thing I think you were foolish about. I think you assumed that the Phillies would win the series because they were the Phillies with 2 postseasons of success, largely, before a brick wall, and had a better record than the Mets.
And so did the team, Joe. That was the problem.
I don't know that that's true.
Joe, they changed nothing.
I don't know that they... No, they made more... I mean, Rob Thompson made more changes. I mean, it's just... Patrick, good teams lose. Let me put it this way, man. 11 of the 12 teams this year in the playoffs are going to lose.
Yeah, but they've lost in... They've gotten worse each year,
I am
Joe.
Aware.
Like you're acting like they didn't...
Okay, Patrick, I'm going to ask
you... And again, you're obscuring the fact that for 4 months, they were a regular average team.
Patrick, a yes-no question to you, and I'm not saying it's a simple thing to answer, but I'm going to ask it to you.
Okay.
Were the Phillies a better team this year than in 2022?
No.
I disagree with you. But I get your argument, but I disagree with you.
You can't. I mean, looking back at it now, you can't trend downward going into a playoff in any sport. You know,
the Eagles did, and then they won the Super Bowl. So you can.
But that was a unique
situation. Not ideal. Look, I don't think it's an easy question to answer. I really
also,
don't.
Also, I think in football, you're playing one game.
Guys, I'm the guy that believes, and I think a lot of us do, the 2011 Phillies were better than the 2008 Phillies. I believe that. But the 2008 Phillies won the World Series, and the 2011 Phillies lost
better
in the first round.
Certainly a better rotation.
Way better.
Yeah.
But less hitters, and then you bounce it out. Okay. So, all right, Patrick, give me an answer, my man. I know you're a Flyers fan. This is for Flyers tickets to Saturday's game. What's a feel-good story?
I was going to guess you breaking 100 in golf, but I guess that didn't happen.
Not this year. It happened once last year.
Maybe next year. But listen, Bethany Hamilton gets her arm bit off by a shark and goes back on a surfboard. Come on, man. That's crazy.
That's good stuff. Patrick, good call, my man.
Good answer.
It is good answer.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.